It is time to learn about another series. That's what we do throughout our music programming, or our programming throughout KEXE, KBXE. We find out about the cool things going on in the communities that we serve. That includes the Brainerd Lakes area. First Like Water will be holding a reading this Friday at noon at the Chalberg Theater. The organizer, director of First Like Water, and English faculty there, Jeff Johnson, is back with us. Morning, Jeff. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I feel like I should give you like a nice little virtual hug for, you know, we all suffered through the pandemic, but you didn't get to do Verse Like Water the way that you originally dreamed it would be. And now you're back, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get back, and I want to hug you right back. Last year, I thought of pausing the series in the time of trials, when the world changed, but I had to approach the series the same way I approached teaching. I had to see what I could do with my imagination, creativity, to keep it going. And of course, like all the other arts providers in the world, I defaulted to virtual readings to the screens. And I hosted, to update your listeners, I hosted Vagina Mort this past spring and Padre Gotuma. But probably the biggest project last year was hosting U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. And I partnered with the Olstead Family Foundation in November of last year, and we got 1,200 copies of her beautiful book, An American Sunrise, to 1,200 Indigenous kids, 18 different high schools across Minnesota. And this Friday, I'm hosting my first live reading in 2 years with Jenny Xie, a Chinese-American poet. And it's kind of a somebody-pinch-me situation. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about her and why you're excited to hear her read.
Well, she's definitely one of the rising stars in American poetry. She's a professor at Bard. I just, this past summer, fell in love with her book, Eye Level. It isn't very often that I'll sit down in an afternoon on my pontoon and read an entire poetry book from one end to the other, but the book just took a hold of me. It nearly won the National Book Award, and it won the Walt Whitman Award. And she is she's just a beautiful poet, and I'm really grateful that she's going to come. She's very mindful of having two identities. Her family immigrated from China when she was 4 years old, so that part of her is definitely part of her consciousness and part of the poetry, and you can see it in the verse. But she's also an American at the same time, and there's a real tension in her poetry about the idea of having dual identities.
What do you think this means for your students to be able to be there and be present in with a poet like this that's really emerging on the American scene?
Well, most of the people who come, whether it's faculty, staff, or students, or folks from the Brainerd Lakes region, they're very often attending their very first poetry reading, so they're uninitiated, and they're not entirely prepared for realizing that poetry is a wonderful form of entertainment, and it's inspirational. It can be transformative, and I think they just don't quite know what's going to happen until it does happen. And what's great is that Jenny is a Grey Wolf poet, and I have a friendly business arrangement with them. Verse Like Water, we'll get a free book from Grey Wolf Press in Minneapolis for every single high school student that attends. So I hope I got enough. I got 125 books coming. And they'll be able to hear the reading, and they'll be able to get a book and have Jenny sign it, and they'll be able to meet her.
And will she teach in any of your classes?
No, not Scott. What's going to happen this time out is we're going to have a poetry reading at noon this Friday in the Chalberg Theater, and then we'll have the usual book signing. And then after that, at about 1:30, she'll put on what we typically call a craft talk. And I'm not certain what she decided, but I have a feeling she's going to be giving a little mini lecture on something I don't fully understand. They're called Zen koans, K-O-A-N-S. They're sort of a kind of riddle that helps Buddhist people meditate.
Huh. That sounds great. Now, Jeff, we're catching you right before your 9 o'clock class. What are you teaching today? What's your class?
Well, I've got four students in my classroom. I'm talking to you live from E339, my groovy classroom that looks out on a courtyard. And I'll start by talking about how nervous I was talking to you in the Northeast Quadrant of Minnesota. And then we'll have a Jenny Xie poem. And then I've got a among other things, a beautiful werewolf story from Michael Chabon from This American Life, one of my favorite stories.
Huh, sounds great. Now, this Verse Like Water, it's free and open to the public. It's this Friday at Central Lakes College in Brainerd at the Chalberg Theater. That is at noon. Anything else we should know, Jeff?
Well, we've had a couple of cancellations. I've been fighting that like any arts provider, but things are coming together. I'll be hosting Kwame Dawes on November 19th. He's a fantastic poet and sort of the world's definitive expert on Bob Marley and reggae music. And I don't have a date quite yet, but Forrest Gander has agreed to early February. And then I'm hoping to host Hyde Erdrick and Lely Long Soldier somewhere in March or so. And then I'm going to be hosting the great Kevin Young in the first week of April for National Poetry Month. So if the virus keeps getting quieter and quieter, I'm going to have more and more poetry coming our way.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great class today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Verse Like Water at Central Lakes College this Friday at noon at the Chalberg Theater.